Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, volume Mish 26, episode number 11. Our drop date is Monday, June 15th, 2026. We are coming to you from the Detroit Shirt Company studio. Jim and his team have everything you need for your branded clothing and merch needs. Go give them a visit at DetroitShirt.com. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guys, guess who we have this week on Michigan Monday? You guys are going to absolutely love these guys. They're from the Detroit area, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Ghost Town Marshals. And by the way, one of the coolest band names I think I've ever heard.
Yeah. Too.
So I just absolutely love that. And folks, you are going to love the music that we have. Welcome, Kimberly and Phil. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Doing good.
Doing good.
Good. Now, in kind of researching and looking over your website and some of the other things that we had the opportunity to take a look at, you have one of the coolest lines about why you guys play, which I just love it. You play for the love of playing anytime, any weather, any size crowd. I love that about you. Is that kind of the philosophy of the band?
Yeah, I would say so. We have been playing everywhere that, you know, from here to Milwaukee, to Ohio, to Illinois, anywhere. We like to say have gear, will travel.
We have traveled.
All right. And Detroit country rock is kind of the genre of the band?
Yeah.
I'd say so.
There's classic rock roots there, and but we're, you know, obviously very heavily country, but you can feel kind of our classic rock influence in all of it.
You bet. And from the Detroit area, as we were talking a little earlier, in fact, I made the comment off air, I was jealous because you were at the lake today while we were all working. Yeah. As we saw one of your shorts that you had been putting out. Tell us a little bit about how the band got together. You've been together since 2022, and I know there's been some camaraderie of all of your group for a long, long time. Tell us a little bit about how it all formed.
Go ahead.
Well, the guys have all known each other, Phil and Joe and Ron, for years, for, you know,
yes,
200 years or so. And in December of 2022, I was looking to kind of shake things up. And so I put something on the Michigan Musicians Facebook page and said, hey, I'm looking to join a band. And Phil started messaging me and was like, hey, we have a country band. And so I went and auditioned in Ron's basement, and that was the first week of January in 23. And that was that. It just kind of clicked. But they've all known each other for many years. And so I'm sort of the new kid on the block here. And but we're all great friends, and I learn a lot from the guys. They've been around, and it's been great.
Well, and now with some original music as well, these the songs that we're going to hear today, all that you have written with the band, how has that all come about?
So
that's me pushing to change things up.
Yeah.
I mean, I love cover songs. They're a lot of fun. That makes people happy, but I mean, I do want to write.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's got our current some great big ones. Push.
Yeah. Just released. I think we've got, the first one that we've got queued up, All We Get. Tell us a little bit about the backstory on this one.
That's actually a piano ballad that I wrote. This is the only one that I wrote by myself when we were up for a nomination for the Michigan Music Awards for Best Live Performance. They had reached out to me and asked if I would do something just kind of small and low key for the ceremony, for like the award ceremony. And so I wrote this that week, and it's just kind of my philosophy on life in general. So this one's a little different than the other two, and this one actually comes out on Friday. So this would be a great sneak peek.
Super.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to get this out ahead of its release.
It's very different than the other two. We've got some variety.
All right. Well, let's give this one a listen. This is Ghost Town Marshals and All We Get.
Beginning and end etched in stone. The space in between is all I own. Now and then become history. down to minutes. Life only holds what we put in it. See?
Absolutely beautiful song. Ghost Town Marshall's All We Get. Kimberly, your voice is amazing. So smooth.
Thank you.
Just a wonderful sound. We've been really fortunate. The last couple of artists that we've had here on the show, and I've said this, I'll say it again, you're unique. Your sound is not like others that we've heard. The Ghost Town Marshall's definitely, if we heard this song just out of the blue, I know who that is. It's very identifiable. Beautiful sound, beautiful voice.
Thank you. Very different from the other two that you'll hear in a few minutes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, so the songs, folks, you're going to hear a little later in the show here too. They are very different.
Very different. Yeah.
But a nice way to get us started, and what an absolutely incredible voice, beautiful song. So thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with Kimberly and Phil from the Ghost Town Marshals.
The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday edition. We are with Kimberly and Phil from Ghost Town Marshals, enjoying the songs. Phil, you said you kind of were the one that had the stick and was getting everybody moving forward on writing some new music. What really inspired you to do that? And they obviously listened to you.
Well, I played in country bands all my life, or cover bands all my life, and I thought it was time to actually show some of our talent. And hearing her voice, and she can write, so it worked out for the better. Yeah.
What does it look like when the band is writing? What's your process when you're putting all this together?
Well, right now, it's just been the two of us writing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We approach the band with the demos, and they add a little bit of spice, but it's mostly Kimberly and I.
Very cooperative and collaborative with what you're doing.
She has no choice.
he's very good at pulling me out of a comfort zone, which he's a good band leader. That's what band leaders should be doing, you know. And he's been very encouraging with a good mix of, hey, get your butt in gear, and this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. I was pretty nervous about it, even though I had written stuff that I kept to myself for, you know, almost my whole life, feels like. But he was really good at pulling it out and pushing it and keeping it moving. And we've got lots more coming. So,
oh yeah.
Super. Yeah. Where does your inspiration come from, Kimberly?
Especially with songs like Wild Side and Double, I have a wild side. That's the best way to put it. I tend to be one of those people that's very restless, very fast paced. I like a lot of busyness. I like a lot of balls in the air. I like a lot of places to go. I love meeting new people. And that's just kind of my natural personality, is very, just high energy, hyper, that type of thing. So you'll hear it in the lyrics. You know, I don't sit still. And I do have a wild side, and I do kind of go all over the place. It's just who I am. And Phil, right? They've been traveling with me long enough to know. And Phil writes such great progressions and melodies behind things. The first one, I actually think with Wildside, I was folding laundry and sent him a little voice memo clip on the phone. And I said, hey, I have this melody and these lyrics. And he fiddled with it and came back with kind of a basic progression, and then came back with, well, what about this kind of intro and all that kind of stuff. So we work well bouncing off of each other. And
it's easier to write with two people than it is with one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no question. Yeah, no question. And the band accepts what you guys are giving them. And like you say, Phil just kind of adds their touches.
Yes. But we got new songs there. We're going to be released. And those two are involved a lot more than the last two.
Yeah.
All right. Yes, exciting. What about now? You mentioned some involvement with the Michigan Music Awards, and we know Matthew very well, and have been doing a number of things with him too. But tell us a little bit about the importance or your philosophy about the Michigan music scene in general. I know one of the things that we've seen, particularly in Southeast Michigan, in the Detroit area, it seems like a lot of folks are very supportive of each other. Do you find that same sort of thing when you're out and about in your music travels?
For the most part, I feel like we do. There's a lot of people that I've met over the last few years in doing this that, I mean, are just, they become such good friends, you get exposed to a lot of different type of music, a lot of different ways of playing, a lot of different ways of playing live, and you can learn so much from the community. I love that we're that supportive of people. Tonight is when we're done, I'm going over to Billy's Tippin' In, which is right by my house, and my friend's blues band is playing there, and I see my buddy's band on Sundays a lot in the summer for over in Ortonville, and Phil's got all kinds of friends that he'll go see, and it is a close-knit community. And what Matthew's doing with the Michigan Music Awards is fantastic. He's bringing in a lot of different types of music, a lot of different types of musicians into the same place. And that's what keeps the scene alive, I feel like.
Well, it's been interesting to me, as we know a number of the folks through Matthew and through the Michigan Music Awards and the folks that we've talked to in that Detroit area. It's not a competition. It's what can we do? What can we do to help you? What can we do? Like you say, you're going out tonight and supporting other artists. And it seems that group does that. And I think that's kind of unique to Michigan. I know when we're down in Nashville, it's cutthroat. It's, you know, what sure. can I do to get myself ahead? Versus what we see here, where it's very much a, hey, you need something? Here I am.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, a lot of the differences for us, you know, that's like our bio says, we do this because we love music.
Yeah.
And it there's a big difference. You can tell when people treat it as a business. You know, to some extent, it is a business, of course. But when you treat it like a business or when you treat it like something you love, like an art form. And for us, that's more of what it is. And there's always time to have a business sense, of course. But we just love to play. And I think that that is common in the Southeast Michigan area.
Well, and it shows in your music, too. I think the music becomes much more genuine, much more real and relatable for folks. If it's being written because you love doing it versus, hey, I have to write something that's appealing to the 15 to 20 year old set at 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night. You know, that's that sort of thing. So it's, I love what you're doing. Absolutely love what you're doing. So this next one that we've got queued up is called Double. Tell us a little bit about this one.
<Go ahead. laughs>
You can tell he's the chatty one.
Well, like, basically this. you had the music, well, the words for it.
Yeah this we wrote this when it was cold, you know, and I love that feeling of walking into like an open air bar in the summer on a night like this. It's a Friday night. I'm kind of letting my 9-to-5 leave my head and yeah. getting ready for a weekend of music. And I love that feeling, walking into an open air bar and walking up to the counter, getting your first drink of the evening. You know, the music is starting to pick up, the crowd's starting to pick up, and you just know like you're going to have a few hours of just kind of enjoying people and enjoying music and enjoying yeah. a good drink. That's what Double is really
sure.
about. And I tried right. to capture it in the winter months.
All right. Well, I think we're going to have to use this as a quarter peep. This will be our theme song when we get going in the evenings now. Let's give this one a listen. Ghost Town Marshals and Double.
Bye.
Yes, make mine a double as well. It's double from Ghost Town Marshals. Great, great tune. And I know that's going to be the anthem for us going out from now on.
I think so. Yes. Love it. I love it.
Great, great tune. And again, the contrast or the variety of the two songs that we've heard to this point really shows the scope and the breadth that you have as a band. Love it. Absolutely love it. Great song.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. So I know we're going to have a lot of folks that are listening to us tonight. They say, okay, I need to find them. I need to get out and hear them, and I need their music. Where do people find you?
Our music is streaming everywhere, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Apple Music, all those places. It's on YouTube Music and everything like that. We do have a website, ghosttownmarshals.com. We have a Facebook page, an Instagram. Our TikTok is under Kimberly Dawn Music. That's just because one was running and we sort of ran with it. But we are everywhere. We're all the places. We have a Twitter now. We're all the places somebody can be, really. So look everywhere and you will find us.
All right. Well, and wonderful website, too, by the way. Folks, go check that out. Everything you want is right there, including some of your videos, which is very cool to see. And what an awesome way to kind of wrap things up tonight with this song, Wild Side. This is, and Quarter Pete said this when we started, we've been wearing this out.
Numbers are climbing. It's because of us. Okay?
Tell us a little bit about this one. It's such a great tune.
This is the one I was folding laundry and I sent him the chorus, and the chorus remained pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. From when I was folding my kids' laundry. And
actually, it was a lot of fun to write the song.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun to perform it.
I would bet this is one that would be a crowd favorite for you.
Sure.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, we write together and you know, we kind of bounce ideas off of each other and stuff. And our personalities come out, which I think is why it's so fun and why, you know, as we continue to write, you can sort of feel this thread, you know, stringing all of it together, even though something like All We Get in This is very different musically. The same thread that makes us is in all of it, which is nice.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, it is certainly unique, and it is certainly yours, and we love that about this.
We absolutely love this song. So, guys, just crank it up right now.
Yep. Enjoy this. This is Ghost Town Marshals, Wild Side.
Look around, it's the same old country mile long, and I know I've got a sweet smile when I like to be left alone. I've been around the block a time or two, too many to count, and I don't play.
And now everybody knows why I've been wearing that one out. That is Ghost Town Marshals and Wildside. Such a great tune. Such a great tune. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you. Nice job, Phil.
Yeah.
Well, and we know that the secret to writing a hit song now is to be folding laundry, too. So
yes, yeah. That's the secret. Most people don't get that part.
No, they don't. They don't. Hey, we have really enjoyed this. Thank you so much for being a part of this with us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. We'll look forward to seeing you out in the wild side here one of these days very soon.
Yeah, we've got a busy summer, so I'm sure we'll see you at some point.
We will catch up. There's no question about that.
That's
Quarter
good.
Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Nick Stevens next week.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing Nick and having a nice chat with him. That is a wrap on tonight's show. And thank you again, Kimberly and Phil from Ghost Town Marshals. We loved having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having us. It was a blast.
All right. Folks, we appreciate all your support out there. If you know more bands like Ghost Town Marshals that you'd like us to speak with, why don't you drop us an email? VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is how you get in touch with us. And if you want to know where we're going to be, what we're going to be doing, VehicleCitySound.com is the website. Our schedule is there. All of our shows are there. And we would appreciate all your support as well. Thank you again for everything you guys are doing. And hey, everybody, do good things.
Bye.